Thank you. Here's another area that's given me in the past discomfort, and that is what I have thought of as rights of one or another, property rights, territorial rights, or rights to our own peace. In other words, when they were violated by violence on a person or someone taking someone else's property. And then I was torn between territorial rights, who should be allowed into this our country and who should not be allowed in our country. Why should one person be allowed in and another person not? And then after meeting you, I get to the point that I kind of see all those things they're doing as games that they're playing with more or less agreements that they have between one another, spoken or not spoken. And I get better at not feeling their pain. Can I get to the point that I don't feel anything? I can just look at everything that they're doing out there and say, you're doing what you're choosing to do?
You can. As you understand that they are attracting through their thought, then you will be exuberant rather than feeling pain for them, as you understand that they are reaping the negative or positive emotion depending upon the intent that they have set forth. Of course, most of them do not understand how they're getting what they're getting. And that is the reason that there are so many who believe that they are victims. Mm-hmm. They believe that they are victims because they do not understand how they get what they get. They do not understand that they invite through their thought or through their attention. You may feel exuberance as you look into any experience by recognizing that the experience itself, in fact only the experience, will bring them to an understanding of these laws. You have mentioned territorial rights. Mm-hmm. And we have a rather different view of territory than those of you who are physical, because in your physical world you continue to see limitation. Mm-hmm. You see there is only so much space and eventually all will be taken up. You feel that there is not enough. In your attitude of limitedness, in your feeling of lack rather than abundance, in your notice of not enough space or not enough money or not enough health, you feel a reason to guard. From our perspective, there is not limitation of anything, but ever-flowing abundance upon all subjects. There is enough of everything for all of you. And so, as you come to understand that, then that feeling of limitation, of lack, of protection, of territorial rights will not be an issue. We understand that by law of attraction, we are drawn together. Here in our non-physical perspective, the family of Abraham is together because we are same. And in our sameness, we are attracted one to another. And so there is not a keeper of the gate. There are not guards to keep the unharmonious out, for they are not drawn. Mm-hmm. Because we are not giving our attention to them. It is the same in your environment, while you do not see it as clearly as we do. The laws are working as perfectly for you as they do for us. It is that you have so many physical explanations for things, physical explanations that may be right in part, but are not the complete explanation. Mm-hmm. As you describe how the water gets into your glass by pointing to the faucet and the knob, mm-hmm. we say there is much, much more to the story. And so as you explain to us that you have aggressors that live upon your earth that would like to take from you everything that you have, we say to you, they cannot unless you invite them in their action through your thought. They will not be part of your experience. That is law, in the physical setting or the non-physical setting.
You said that we have these experiences and that's how we learn these lessons. But when a person loses their physical life in the process of the experience, have they learned the lesson?
It is not that you are being offered lessons. We do not like that word very much, for that sounds as if there is some order of that which you should or must learn, and there is none of that. It is that life experience brings you knowing. and you become wiser and broader through that knowing. What must be understood before you can appreciate the value even in the loss of physical life is that you are adding unto a greater, broader experience than the one you know as your collective experience here in this physical body. Everything that you are living now adds unto that broader knowing. And even when you are removed from focus through this body, all that you've experienced is part of the greater knowing that you hold, you see. And so, yes, there is value in having an experience that even removes you from this physical body. It is not for nothing.
That is an added to experience that's added to all the experience of that being.
It is indeed. You have lost your physical life on many occasions. You have lived thousands of lifetimes. That is the reason that your zest for life is so great. As you are born into this body, you come forth not remembering that which has been before,
right,
because you are not wanting the distraction of all of that memory. We could not express to you in words the number of lifetimes that you have lived, let alone much detail from each of them. You have had so much experience that memory of all of that experience would confuse and hinder you here. You have something much better than that. You have an inner being that is the culmination of all of that experience. Just as you are now that which you are, as a culmination of all that you have lived, there is not value for you to sit here and talk about the things you did when you were 3 or 10 or 12 or 20. You are that which you are because of all of that. But to continue to look back into the past and regurgitate those experiences does not add much unto that which you now are. And so as you accept that you are this magnificent, highly evolved being, and as you are sensitive to the way that you feel, then you have the benefit of guidance as to the appropriateness of anything that you are about to do based upon the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You are physical beings, and you are knowing you, the physical you, while most of you are not knowing yourself from broader perspective. The physical you is a magnificent and important you, but it is also an extension of a broader, greater, wiser, certainly older you. And that inner you made the decision to come forth to be focused in this body because it wanted the experience of this lifetime to add unto the knowing of the greater, broader inner you. It was agreed that you would not have memory, muddling, confusing, hindering memory of all that you have lived before, but that you would have a sense, a guidance that comes forth from within. And it was agreed that the guidance would be in the form of emotion, which is manifest to you in the form of feeling. And so as you're transmitting a thought, creating by thinking, your inner being could not respond in thought at the same time. And so your inner being has agreed to offer you a feeling so that you would know the appropriateness of what you are thinking or speaking or doing in the context of your greater or broader intentions. Every time you set forth a conscious intention of something that you are wanting here, your inner being factors all of that in. And so the more deliberate you are in that which you offer in the form of intent, I want, I intend, I expect, your inner being is able to factor all of that in to give you clear, more specific, more appropriate guidance. So many physical beings, because they do not understand that they are the creator of their experience, do not set forth deliberate intentions. They resign themselves to taking what comes, not understanding that they are the attractor of what comes.
Mm-hmm.
Under those conditions, it is more difficult to allow, because you feel that you are victim, you feel that you are vulnerable, you feel that you are not in control of what comes, and so you must guard yourself from what may come, not understanding that you are the inviter of what comes. That is why we say an understanding of how you're getting what you're getting is essential before you will be in a position of being willing to allow yourself or to allow any other.
Another area that I felt some discomfort in, so far as we speak of morality regarding sexual practices, I've reached the point of allowing now, but I still feel uncomfortable when someone uses force in any area. Is there a point, again, that I can get so that a person, whatever they do, whether one uses force or not, it won't affect my thinking?
No matter what the subject is.
The same thing.
It is important to understand that there are no victims. There are only co-creators. Mm-hmm. You are all magnets attracting unto you the subject of your thought. And so if there is one who gives much thought to, one who speaks much about rape, then it is very likely that they will be the victim, by their words, of such an experience, because by law you attract unto you that which you give thought to. As you give thought with emotion, you launch your creation. And then as you expect, it is your experience. And so there are many who launch creations that they do not actually receive in their experience because they only do half of the equation. They launch it by giving thought, even emotional thought, but then they do not expect, and so they do not receive. This is true of the things you want as well as the things that you do not want. We've offered the example of going to the horror picture where you are stimulated to much clear, vivid thought through the sound and picture that is coming forth from the movie theater. You have launched the creation of all of this as you have given thought, usually with great emotion. But as you leave the theater, you say, it was only a movie, that would not happen to me. And so you do not complete the expectancy part. But if you will notice in your society, the more that is offered regarding any topic, the greater the public expectancy of it.
Always.
And so the greater the expectancy within the individual, the greater the likelihood that they will attract it and then allow it through their expectancy into their own experience. And so do not give thought to those things that you do not want, and you will not have them in your experience. Do not speak of that which you do not want. You will not attract it into your experience. And so when you understand that, then as one who is observing another having an experience that they do not want, you are not so filled with negative emotion because you understand they are in the process of understanding how all things come to them. Now, true, none of us feel joy in watching another being raped or watching another being robbed or being murdered. Those are not pleasant experiences. When you have come to the point of understanding how you attract into your experience, you will no longer give thought to that, and you will no longer be one who is seeing that. You draw into your experience that which you give thought to. Your television confuses it because you turn upon your television intending to have entertainment, and they bring to you those sudden news bulletins where you are told of some horrible event happening. Mm-hmm. When it is your intent to see, no matter what you are doing, only that which you are wanting to see, you will be drawn from the television before such a bulletin is offered. When you see something in a newspaper or magazine that begins to bring forth a little negative emotion, you will immediately set it aside rather than continuing, thus bringing forth more negative emotion as law of attraction adds unto the subject. But even beyond that, in this moment, as you are intending to attract unto you only that which you are wanting, you will begin pre-paving so that your future action will not need to be so definite.
Sure.
You will not be drawn to the television. You will not be drawn to the newspapers.
Right.
Instead, you will be drawn by law of attraction to the subject of your deliberate intent. The reason so many of you are drawn to these subjects of indeliberate intent is because you do not have deliberate intent. You are not saying often enough what you do want, and so you are attracting some of all of it. The more deliberate you are in what you are wanting, the more prepaving you will be doing, so that the less action will be taken to get these things out of your experience. You will not be ambushed by your television, mm-hmm. so to speak, or ambushed by the predators of your society, for the universe will have prepaved something different for you.